Tiny Dinosaurs mit Insomnia auf Flux FM am Freitagnachmittag. Morgen, am Samstagabend, wird Julie J., die Künstlerin, die das Projekt während eines Krankenhausaufenthaltes erfand, im Badehaus auftreten. Schon jetzt ist sie bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über die therapeutische Kraft des Komponierens und der Musik im Allgemeinen und die Möglichkeiten, die das Musizieren zur Bewältigung einer Krise eröffnet. Wir sprechen über das Pendeln zwischen LA und ihrem Studio in Frankreich, finden heraus, welche Pläne sie für die nähere Zukunft hat und besprechen noch einiges mehr. Zunächst aber heißt es Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome, Julie.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Where are you coming from?
I was in France right now.
Okay, yeah. Cool. You're not arriving from LA directly.
No, south of France, it's close, but...
It's a bit warmer than here, though.
Yeah, it's a bit warmer, but it's not as warm as LA.
Yeah, okay. So, congratulations on Awake. The EP has been put out in the fall of 2016, September.
Yes.
It's a brilliant EP. How is touring that EP has been so far?
I haven't.
No, you haven't?
No, this is actually my first show since it came out. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So I'm kind of nervous, but also I'm happy it's Berlin.
Yeah, it's a good choice for a first gig to present those songs. I thought you would have toured with
no,
those songs
I
a little
haven't.
Bit.
I haven't, because I've been dealing with the visa stuff, so it's been, yeah.
Yeah, and we just talked about that. You're looking for your artist visa because you want to stay in LA a little more and write and record there.
Yes.
So many people go to LA nowadays to write and record. Is it because of they legalized marijuana? Or, what are the main reasons to go to LA?
I think it's cheaper than New York.
Okay.
And there's a lot of people. There's a lot of things going on over there. Yeah.
It's easy to find musicians to work with in LA, I guess, right?
I think it pays more over there than it pays in New York, unfortunately.
Okay. So that's the reason. Because I always, so many bands, like, you know, bands from Sweden, and then you ask them, so where are you going to write your next record? And they'd be like, we're going to LA.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Why?
Well,
how?
Pop music is big in LA. It's like the best place for pop music. LA is good and the weather is good and it puts you in a good mood too.
Yeah,
you know,
I think so too. Mm. You kind of invented the Tiny Dinosaurs project while you were being in hospital. That's the story about that band.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, we have to talk about it once again.
It's okay, it's okay.
Because it's really interesting. Because you were in the hospital, you've lost your voice after surgery, you weren't able to speak, you weren't able to sing, obviously.
Yeah.
But in your head, you were thinking about the future and you started thinking about songs.
Yeah.
How important was that for your recovery? Because I can think that it has a therapeutic value to think about your future when you're in hospital and to think that there might be a future for you as well might help already.
It was everything, actually. It was really what made me it gave me hope. Mm. So I was actually able to speak, but my voice was like really high pitched and not the same. And I couldn't, it was awful. So I didn't know if I was going to gain it back. And the speaking voice and the singing voice.
Yeah.
So that was really scary. But I had all, as soon as I woke up, I asked my sister to bring me my guitar and I started to strum and started to compose already and write down lyrics and
God, it must have been crazy though to write lyrics for a voice that you don't have at the moment.
It was kind of horrible, and I had to put the notes of the singing harmonies because I couldn't sing them.
Wow,
it was just awful. But I still have recordings on my iPhone of those moments. It was it was kind of scary. But
so you're able to write music as well.
Not really, but like I knew exactly what to do, but I'm not a trained musician, so.
Yeah, okay. But it's so interesting that that you're thinking about a future possibility for yourself as an artist in a moment where it hasn't been sure that there was that possibility, right? That's crazy.
Yeah, but that's what music does. Like, that's what it means to me, but also it's something that I haven't shared with many people, but now it's going to be shared. And it's, while I was in my coma, I could hear music.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What?
Okay, so Dinosaur Junior was one of the songs,
no.
and Sharon Van Etten was one of the others.
Wow. Yeah. So that's where the tiny dinosaurs thing comes from.
Maybe, no. Actually, another friend gave me that idea, but it made sense. Like, everything connected.
Oh, wow. Like, which song was it?
I feel the pain.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow, we're going to play that right after this interview because it's one of my favorite songs
as well.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dinosaur Jr. is such a great band.
That was the first sentence, I feel the pain of everyone.
That's so crazy. Yeah. So nothing reached you. You were in a coma. People were trying to talk to you. They'd be like, Julie, please wake up. Please, come on. No, I'm totally serious.
Yeah, no,
And then the doctors were like, oh, we don't know what to do. And then somehow a friend of yours played that Dinosaur Jr. song and that came through to you.
No, it came. It didn't come through anything. It was me. It was my brain working, and it was my brain remembering things and making crazy mashup of songs and stuff. And Sharon and Dinosaur Jr. were.
I feel the pain.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, what a brilliant first song to remember after a coma. I mean, you live in LA. You have to talk to like script writers about that. It's like the beginning of a beautiful movie. Hospital. The pain of Dinosaur Jr. in the head, you know?
I know.
It's going to be a movie.
Someone told me to write a book. The singer of the Pixies told me that. He said, Julie, this is the book.
That's why you're hanging out in LA, because you hang out with Frank Black and stuff.
No, we hung out twice in LA. We never hung like so much in LA. It's like always like we meet everywhere in the world when they tour and I happen to be there and...
Well, hey, just, right.
Yeah.
Julie is so cool, right? You're like, yeah, Frank Black and I, we meet all over the planet. Paris, Tokyo.
It's true, though. We were in Lisbon this summer. Yeah. He played the festival and I was there. So we hung out. It was really nice.
Cool.
And, Robert Plant was next to us.
What?
Robert Plant. I didn't talk to him, but he was like very impressive, very tall. And he was like, yo, with his British accent. It was nice.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So just be careful that you won't end up as a bass player with the Pixies. You know what I'm saying? Because.
No, stop it. She's the best.
Yeah.
Paz is the best.
She's really good now.
And she's in the Pixies and she's awesome.
Okay.
Seriously. No, I love them. I love her, and I think they're gonna stay together forever. Yeah,
cool. Because I know people who miss Kim still. You know what I'm saying? But
I mean, it's not the same. They moved on. They've wrote a song about it.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
And it's I think it's nice now. Kim is doing the Breeders. They're doing the Pixies. They're doing their own thing.
Actually, it's the best for all of us.
Exactly.
You're totally right. Now, before we start a discussion about the Pixies and the way they should go, let's listen to another one of your songs. Sit and Stare, Fun in Tiny Dinosaurs auf Flux FM. Tiny Dinosaurs mit Sit and Stare auf Flux FM. Die Erfinderin des Projektes ist immer noch bei mir im Studio. Julie J. hat die Tiny Dinosaurs Idee gehabt, während sie im Krankenhaus lag. Wir haben gerade schon ein bisschen darüber gesprochen, dass sie im Prinzip aus dem Koma erweckt wurde durch den Song Feel the Pain von Dinosaur Jr. Und so lässt sich vielleicht auch der Bandname erklären, wobei der wiederum von einer Freundin eigentlich vorgeschlagen wurde. Das und vieles mehr haben wir schon gelernt von Julie J. Now, I really thought when I was listening to your music, I really thought that more hospitals should build a room for patients to walk in there and make music. I really think it would have a therapeutic value.
Totally.
People would be more healthy faster.
Yeah.
And maybe there would be some more beautiful songs, you know, with people who are kind of like feeling desperate and then trying to put that out via music. I think it would really work.
Yeah. They made a documentary, I think, Alive Inside the Brain, I think it's called.
Uh-huh.
And they put, it's not the same, but they put like... in a nursing home, they put like music headphones on old people who have dementia or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of a sudden they become like, they start dancing and everything. And it's wonderful.
Yeah.
So that's what music does. And yes, it would be maybe therapeutic for people to be able to play music in hospitals.
I think so. Yeah. I really think so.
Yeah.
Like a little music group and everybody grabs an instrument and people are forced to write lyrics about their situation or something like that.
Yeah, totally.
That might help.
Yeah.
That might help. Yeah. And I really think that's the power of music. Well, the interesting thing about music is that there's not a scientific explanation for everything that's happening. There's so many things things that are happening with music that are just based on emotions and things you can't explain.
Yeah.
And that's the power of music, I think, because it's one of the last magical things that we're having, you know?
That's true.
All the other things are explained and everybody knows how they work, but why does a minor chord make you sad? Nobody can really explain.
Yeah, totally.
Nice, though. When another interviewer did ask you about your favorite new artist, you told him that you do not listen to music too much, but you listen to a Democracy Now! Podcast all the time. And I think that's really interesting because we live in times where democracy is like a thing that's under threat, you know? It's an... Oh, you have a Bernie 2016 t-shirt on. Yeah. That's sweet.
Yeah.
It's a little sad, though.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's sweet.
But no, he's still going on. He's still putting his ideas out there and trying to bring good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you think about the U.S. and Donald Trump, who's going to be inaugurated on the 20th of January, when you think about France as well and Marine Le Pen and the Front National, then you look at Germany, there's a right-wing tendency here too. Is that something... That bothers you? Is that something that you think about a lot? Because I really had the feeling when I read that interview that you were a bit worried about.
I'm very worried. Actually, I've been obsessed with everything that's been going on lately. Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't get me started on this. I shouldn't be talking politics right now because I feel like it's not... I'm really depressed about what's happening, but I also feel like people are uniting, trying to, you know, to do better things and march. And I don't know. I'm really afraid, though, because they are trying to defend Planned Parenthood. They're trying to defend so many things in the U.S. right now
healthcare.
That are vital.
Yeah.
Healthcare. It's vital for people. And it's not only like what's happening in the U.S. is definitely going to affect the rest of the world. So that's what's really scary.
Yeah, I'm
otherwise,
scared
I would say, you know, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's just in another country. No, I'm kidding. But no, it's going to affect everyone. And it's really bad for everyone.
I think the one positive outcome might be that there's good new punk rock coming out of the States, maybe, you know.
That's true.
Anti-Trump music or anti-establishment music.
Yeah.
That might be great. But I, on the other hand, I think people like us, we're kind of like obligated to talk about it as well because, you know, we have a voice.
Yeah, that's true.
We probably have to...
Yeah.
We probably could get through to people who voted for Trump or you know, maybe. And
maybe.
we could help them to come back to on the right path, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. No, for sure it's important to talk about it,
Now, you've recorded most of the stuff that we're listening to in France in your own little studio, is that right?
Yeah, most of the stuff, some part in Brooklyn, but yeah, most of the stuff in France, yeah.
Oh. And with the next upcoming EP, Asleep, that's the same session, kind of.
Well, it might be half here, half in France and half in the U.S., since I might be in the U.S. soon. So
You might be.
Yeah.
If your artist visa goes through.
Yeah, if Trump doesn't stop it.
Now we've talked anti-Trump. No, it's over. He's listened to this very show here and he's like,
no!
Julie J? No way. We can't let her in here. It's not possible. So what's the setup for tomorrow's show going to be? Is it going to be just you or did you bring some additional musicians?
No, just me.
Okay, cool. Yeah. But maybe you're going to come back with a band.
I'm going to come back with a band.
In 2017.
Yes.
Nice.
Even maybe, at the end of the year, probably.
And what's happening with the EPs? There's going to be another EP called Sleep.
Sleep. It might turn into an album, though.
Ah, yeah. Okay, cool. Because that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Because it's nowadays, some musicians are like, no, LPs, I won't go for it. I'll put out a few EPs in a row.
Yeah.
It's more like me. But I still think that, I think that the LP has a renaissance again because people are listening to vinyl again.
Yeah,
you know?
I buy vinyl.
Yeah.
So,
I buy vinyl only.
Only, but...
Listen to Julie J.
Listen.
No, don't get away with that CD. I don't want to see it.
No, I've been buying vinyl since forever, so...
Okay, cool.
But no. I that's
I'm hanging out with Frank Black.
You know, that's
leave me
one of the reasons. Now I'm going to sound arrogant and pompous and,
no.
French. So, yes, I am French. But I definitely want it out on vinyl, so I might put out maybe a bigger EP, like 7 or 10 tracks.
Yeah. No, I really think the thing that people said about young people that they're not concentrated enough for a long time to listen to an LP, that's just a lie.
I don't think so.
No.
It depends on the people, I guess.
Yeah. And it depends on the LP, I mean.
Yeah, you can, also, yeah. That's true. It's true.
Part of it is your job still, truly.
Yeah.
So, as a French artist, maybe one last question. As a French artist, do you think about putting out some songs in French as well? Or is that something that you don't think about? Is it too chanson-ish?
Yeah, no, it's... first of all, I've never been influenced by any artist in France. And I've never written really songs in French. I've tried and it was okay, but it just doesn't go with the...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, English has its own melody, right?
Yeah.
And you're thinking in different melodies when you're trying to write in English.
And French tend to more speak than sing, really. You know?
Same with German.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, German is a good language, actually, to rap.
Mm-hmm.
But it's super hard to write super nice melodies for German lyrics. There's one or two bands in Germany that I don't know how they do it, but they do it.
Yeah.
But it's really difficult.
Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, there are good French bands too, but it's just not for me. I've always written in English and I've been influenced by, you know, artists from the US or the UK, you know.
Yeah.
So
now we've given you our acoustic guitar.
Yep.
Because we want you to play a song for us live. Are you going to play with an acoustic or with an electric guitar tomorrow?
So it's going to be tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's going to be an electric, actually, tomorrow.
Okay, cool. But this is the
acoustic.
Flux FM acoustic guitar.
Yep.
Which song are we going to be listening to?
So it's called Let Go, mm-hmm. and it's going to be on the next EP.
Oh, future music.
Yes.
Yes, Flux FM live am Freitagnachmittag. Wir hören Julie J. als Tiny Dinosaurs.
Standing in a crowded, hazy room, a band was playing, and at first I didn't see you. But you were right on my side. And in the dark, I said hi. Your eyes floating in into mine. I stopped breathing for a while, afraid to move, and you let go. Feeling so dizzy and wanting you so.
Dinosaurs live auf Flux FM. That felt like an instant classic to me. I've never heard that song before, and felt home.
Oh.
Listening to your voice and listening to that song was nice.
Thank
you a lot for visiting.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank all the different gods for making the whole thing happen, for making you come back from the coma. I'm really happy. I'm really thankful for that. And that's why I want to play Feel the Pain by Dinosaur Jr. Just to say goodbye to you, because that's the song that brought you back into our world, and we're happy to have you here.
Totally.
Und für morgen gibt's noch Tickets zu kaufen. Es gibt auch noch welche zu gewinnen bei Flux FM. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Berlin 2000 9000. Zum Glück war Uli Hefliger in der Nähe des Gewinnertisches, sonst wäre das Telefon gar nicht eingeschaltet worden. Danke, Uli, hast du gut gemacht. 030 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir haben Tickets für den Tiny Dinosaurs Auftritt morgen im Badehaus. We've played the Deltonians a lot, Julie, when they were still on. Are you still in contact with those guys?
It's me.
It was only you.
It was only me.
Yeah. I thought there was another crew.
Yeah, there was this drummer in Brooklyn, but we split, and
So
it was my own stuff.
But. Okay, cool. So it's gonna continue with Tiny Dinosaurs.
Yes.
The saga continues. Thanks a lot for visiting, Julie. It was great fun to be talking to you, and I hope we'll meet again during these next few months when you come back with the band.
I will.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Bye.